And welcome back on Katy Country 94 and Katy Country 94 Z96.3 Sports. We're joined by Cullen Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne football team, kind of talking with some of the area coaches as you get preseason practices going. Coach, 13-0 and state champions last year, kind of bouncing back from that. I know you do lose a very good senior class, eight total seniors, and definitely a kid in Cullen Graybass that played in the Shrine Bowl. And I think a lot of people are probably going to focus on that. And also Birch, who played some quarterback for you. But, you know, as I look at this team, I think that you're going to have to really find somebody to replace Nagley as well, who was great on both sides of the ball for you and just a beast, an eight-man all-star and had a great game there. So when you look at replacing those guys, where do you stand from that aspect right now?
You're exactly right. I mean, any team, or in most situations, it's tougher to replace your offensive line than it is your backfield. You know, most every school's got an athlete or two or three that you can plug into the backfield, and things are going to be taken care of. Not that we're not going to miss Cullen, because certainly from a leadership standpoint and a work ethic standpoint, very few kids just have that work ethic that he had. But, you know, Derek Nagley and even Landon Lackey, as the year went on, especially, you know, Derek was just phenomenal for us, and that's definitely going to be that's going to be the key to our success, is if we can get things going up front.
When you look at the group that you do have coming back, and I know that you'll have, it looks like you'll have Darnell playing this year. He had to sit out last year. Darnell Holloway, his little brother Darian, played, but just kind of looking at this team and seeing what you were able to accomplish last year, I know you lose a lot of seniors, but how much confidence does that give a group that maybe these kids that saw that happen didn't quite get as much playing time last year, they're going to step into these roles?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, anytime you can go on a deep playoff run, it really benefits the younger kids, because, you know, you're talking an extra month of practice that they're out there playing football and getting to work, and you know, I saw some big improvement, you know, just from the end of October clear up to the November 19th, I believe it was, when we played in the state championship game. Or the 22nd, whenever it was. But we saw some big improvements from some of our freshmen and sophomores. And, you know, when you get to be involved in something like that, you know, the kids, they want to do it again, make another run again. Whether that's a realistic expectation or not, that's a goal they have. And you know, our work ethic this year, beginning of practice, our intensity level's been pretty fair so far.
What kind of dynamic do those Holloway kids bring in your backfield?
Well, they're athletic. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've done a good job. Showed up, you know, all our boys showed up this summer in the weight room. We had our best lifting attendance as a team we've had since I've been here. So that's, you know, that's really good. We definitely need that. You know, with the Holloway boys and Sure, I mean, you know, we're replacing I believe the leading rusher in eight-man football in the backfield. So, you know, we got three guys in the backfield that are dynamic athletes, and, you know, they, if they're willing to work and put in the time, you know, as a group, they're going to be tough to defend this year.
We talked earlier in the spring that you guys had a new coach, a new assistant coach come in. That's Brandon Wise. What has he done with this group, and what has he meant for you guys so far here in practices, and as you prepare for this season?
Coach Wise is great. It's good having him. He's a very knowledgeable coach. He's, you know, he's been around good football programs, and, you know, he was a D coordinator for Central Plains, and, you know, there in 2014 when they won state championship, and really brought some good knowledge and some offensive line knowledge to our team, and we're really excited to have him.
What's standing out the most for this team right now? Again, we're talking with Cullen Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog football team. What's standing out the most for your team as you get ready for the season opener against Thunder Ridge next week?
Yeah, you know, the thing, I'm impressed with what we've retained coming off of last year. You know, at this point last year, we have further to go than where we're at right now, as far as just the kids understanding what their assignments are. I feel like we're grasping that fairly well. Now, I don't know what this team's top end potential is, but you know, we're on pace to be competitive if we can stay healthy.
It's Colin Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here on KD Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll look forward to chatting with you all season during locker room chats coming up starting next week as well. So best of luck this season, all right, Coach?
Thanks, Dusty. Appreciate it.